You're an Open Book, written by Pinkish and read by Sunkit and Shash. And Until We Meet Again fanfic, rated explicit, pairing Dean Parm. Summary. Parm wants to know what Dean likes, but it's hard for Dean to explain it, because he likes everything that Parm does. So Parm helps him figure it out. Dean loves making out with Parm. Granted, Dean loves doing anything with Parm. Holding hands, walking to class together, eating breakfast at Parm's table, texting until they're so tired they squint against the brightness of their screens. And fucking. Dean definitely also loves fucking Parm. But there's something special about when they make out. Slow, unhurried. No destination to reach other than enjoying each other, lips on skin and hands roaming over their bodies. He licks the spot behind Parm's ear that always makes Parm shiver, and he delights in the reaction that he gets every time he does it. Parm's hands are in his hair, then around his shoulders, then on his waist, then on his ass. Parm's hands don't stop moving when they're on Dean's body, which makes Dean happy. Dean likes when his mind and body are both entirely devoted to Parm, for him, to his pleasure. The result is the reward, and Dean feels settled when Parm turns his face towards Dean. Parm presses close to make their lips meet and lets out a satisfied groan when Dean rolls his hips into Parm's in response. Dean smiles when Parm wraps a leg around Dean's thigh to keep him there. Their cocks don't quite align through thick denim and zippers, but that's part of the joy of making out like this. Because Dean loves to watch Parm seek out pleasure. He loves when Parm is grasping for a sensation that's just out of reach. He loves to watch as Parm's brows pull together in concentration and his tongue pokes between his teeth, like he's trying to remember a word on the tip of his tongue, or like he's trying to make a complicated machine run, looking for the right lever to make everything go. Dean pushes up with his arms to get a better view of Parm's face, screwed tight and focused on using Dean's body to make himself feel good. Parm squeezes Dean's ass, kneading the muscle under his fingers. It's rough. His fingers make the denim of Dean's pants pull and tighten uncomfortably, but the movement also pulls Dean closer into Parm's body, so he won't complain. Dean lets Parm continue, watching his face for the moment when he unlocks the sensation he's seeking, for the moment when his lips part in the gasp that means he's there. Dean lifts a hand to brush Parm's bangs from his eyes, so he sees the moment Parm's expression shifts from the one he loves to one of frustration. "Hey," he whispers, his palm on the side of Parm's face. "You okay?" He leans down for a kiss, which Parm returns. "You don't like that, do you?" Parm asks, when Dean lifts his face to look at him again. "What? Kissing you?" Dean takes another kiss to prove Parm wrong. "I love kissing you." "No," Parm says. Then he squeezes Dean's ass again. "That. You don't like it when I do that." "Oh." Dean turns his face to the side, pretends to use the fabric of his t-shirt to wipe sweat from his face. "No, it's fine." "Dean," Parm says, his voice low, a little serious. He lets go of Dean's ass, lifting a hand to Dean's face. "Look at me." There's no pressure, nothing that will force Dean to move, but it is an invitation. His thumb rests on Dean's chin, and he strokes it, the pad of his thumb catching lightly on Dean's stubble. When Dean doesn't comply, when Dean can't bring himself to look Parm in the eyes, Parm wiggles underneath him, shifting his hips between Dean's thighs to shake him. Dean. Parm extends the syllable of his name, then lets go of Dean's face so he can sit up, tilting them back so that Dean is sitting in Parm's lap. Dean takes the opportunity to wrap his arms around Parm's shoulders and his legs around his hips, to tuck his face into Parm's neck. Parm wraps his hands around Dean's waist and pulls him close. It's fine. Isn't the same as liking it, Parm says, his voice a soft murmur in Dean's ear. I don't mind, Dean says, a little petulantly, though he does mean it. Sure, it's not his favorite thing, but it's not like it hurts. And if Parm likes to do it, then it's good. It's fine. He grabs the fabric of Parm's t-shirt, frustrated that there's cotton under his fingertips when he wants to make Parm feel how much he loves him. He opens his mouth to explain, but Parm speaks before he can get the words out. I know you don't, my lovely Dean, my Dean who loves me so much. He strokes a hand down Dean's spine and presses kisses into Dean's neck. You would endure anything for me. Dean tightens his grip around Parm and gives in to the desire for closer contact. He pulls Parm's t-shirt out of his pants and shoves his hands under the fabric so his palms can press against Parm's back, so he can press his fingers over Parm's ribs, count the knobs of his spine. He squeezes his eyes against the tears that suddenly threaten, because he would endure anything for Parm, and he is so grateful that Parm knows this about him. He shoves his face further into Parm's neck, as though he could just slip under his skin if he got the right angle and pressure. His skin is still his own when Parm whispers, "But you shouldn't endure me." Dean's fingertips turn ice cold at the words, and he makes a sound that would be a cry if he had air in his lungs. Parm, he chokes out. That's not. He loosens his grip on Parm only enough to finally look him in the eyes. His hands are still spread across Parm's back, his fingers wide to capture as much of Parm under him as possible. That's not it at all. When Parm doesn't reply, he forces himself to pull his hands from Parm's back so that he can place them on Parm's face. I have never. But you have, Parm pouts, and Dean can feel the muscles of Parm's face shift beneath his palms. Unlike Dean, Parm maintains eye contact when he's saying something difficult, so Dean is looking Parm in the eyes as he hears the next words. I need you to tell me when you don't like something I do. He's looking Parm in the eyes, so he can see the way they shimmer with the promise of tears. I don't like wondering if I've... His voice cracks, so Dean presses a kiss to Parm's cheekbone. If I've made you feel bad. You don't! Dean shakes his head, his voice high and urgent. He needs Parm to understand this. You couldn't. You never do. His thumbs smooth the skin under Parm's eyes, like he can send the truth through his fingers into Parm's body, so Parm can feel how certain he is. Parm takes Dean's hands in his own, pulling them from his face so that they lay in their joined lap. He lowers his gaze from Dean's eyes to look at their hands, where their fingers twine by instinct. When Parm looks up again, he's grinning, rueful. It's a look he gives Dean whenever Dean is a little too much, a little, a lot, too much, in a way that he loves but also doesn't quite understand. Dean tries not to worry that his love is a burden. Parm has told him again and again that it is not, and Dean can only believe him. But he wonders how strong Parm has to be to take the force of Dean's affection. "Okay, then," Parm says, jolting Dean out of his anxieties. He lifts their hands and uses them to pat Dean's thighs, which are still wrapped around Parm's hips. "How about this? I want to know when you do like it. Not when you don't mind it, or don't really notice it, or when you're fine with it, or when you like it enough because it's me doing it. I want to know when you like it." Dean flushes, though he doesn't understand why he has this reaction. It's a reasonable request. It's something he gets from Parm all the time without having to ask for it. He should want Parm to know what Dean likes. He should want to give Parm the joy of making him feel good, the joy that Dean hoards when it comes to Parm. But the thought of it makes painful heat rise in his chest, zaps of electricity spreading up his neck and across his face. It takes all his willpower not to hide from Parm's gaze. He can't bring himself to lie, but doesn't know how to end the sentence he started. He goes with, "I'm sorry," instead. "Dean." The way Parm says his name gives him courage every time. He says "Dean" like he's saying "love" and "mine" and "heart." "What can I do?" Dean says as he squares his shoulders, because Parm is right. He will endure anything Parm needs him to, even if the thought of what Parm wants fills his lungs with static and makes his skin itch. Because he can guess what Parm wants, and he's terrified by it. He knows what he likes when it comes to Parm. Everything. But the thought of untangling Parm's desires from his own feels like violence ripping them apart, feels like lies, like to do so is to acknowledge that they are not, at the core, the same person. If he wants something for himself, and not for Parm, why does he even need it? He knows this isn't something Parm wants to hear him say. He knows it would make Parm's face go soft, like he's sorry for something. But Parm knows him, too. "I don't need you to change, Dean. I just need you to tell me." He lifts their hands to his face, lets Dean clutch at his cheekbones, lets Dean try to push his fingers past his skin to the bone underneath, lets Dean press their foreheads together. "I'm not as good at it as you are." Parm shakes his head and presses his thumbs to Dean's mouth to stop Dean's immediate rebuttal. "You're better at reading me, Dean. You know what I like almost before I do, and I..." Parm trails off, rubbing his cheek against Dean's to comfort them both. "I want to do that for you, too." Dean sighs, because he can't say no to this. He doesn't want to, but he also doesn't know how to say yes to it, either. He hopes Parm understands what his sigh means. "Like this," Parm whispers, as he takes their hands again and places them back in their joined lap. He tilts his face to press his lips to the side of Dean's mouth. "Do you like that?"
"Yes," Dean says, honestly.
"How much?" Dean pauses, unsure how to quantify it. It's something he loves, more than almost anything, except for anything else Parm does. Parm's low laughter sends a puff of air across Dean's cheek. Scale of 1 to 10.
10? Dean guesses.
Parm laughs louder this time, then lets go of Dean's hands to push at Dean's shoulders. He doesn't push hard enough to make Dean move, But Dean's body shifts anyway. It can't be a 10. I know there are kisses you like more.
Oh? Dean says, and he finds a grin at Parm's exasperation.
Mm-hmm. Parm purses his lips, like he's deciding what to do.
Like...
He draws out the word, then leans in to give Dean the kiss that Dean loves, his bottom lip between Dean's, his tongue tracing the edges of Dean's upper lip, his nose pressing against Dean's, his fingers in the short hair at the back of Dean's head, his fingernails scraping gently against his scalp. When Parm releases him from the kiss, Dean is breathless. He leans forward to recapture Parm's lips, but he meets Parm's fingers instead, which halt his movement.
Well? Parm asks, and it takes Dean a few seconds to remember what he's asking.
Okay, yes, that was a 10.
He blushes, and Parm lets him hide his face in Parm's neck again. Parm smacks Dean's shoulder, light and playful, and soothes the spot with his palm. He pushes his hand under the sleeve of Dean's shirt so that his thumb can rub a calming circle into the bone of his shoulder.
So the first kiss was...
Dean doesn't want to give a number lower than 10, but Parm was right. He liked the longer, deeper kiss more. The light press of lips against the corner of his mouth is sweet, kind, caring, and he does like it, but...
He grunts into Parm's neck and hears himself whine. Don't make me say it.
Parm sighs. Okay, okay. He rubs his hands down Dean's back again. It's okay. Parm holds him, lets Dean hold him, and Dean breathes in time with Parm, tries to get their heartbeats to match. Dean's hands make their way under Parm's shirt again, and Parm breathes deeply as Dean counts his ribs. Typo. As Dean's fingers play down, over one, then the next, again and again, returning to the top of his lungs and counting down once more. Parm's hands are flat against Dean's back, but his arms hold him tight. Dean knows that Parm loves him, understands him. Parm does know what Dean needs, and this gives Dean strength.
6.
He whispers it, too low for Parm to hear, so he clears his throat and says it again.
6.
He feels Parm tense, can tell that he's going to pull back to look at Dean, so Dean locks his arms around Parm to stop it. He needs to explain, needs Parm to know it's not bad.
It's good, I like it. Especially when you give me that kiss outside, at school. When our friends are around. It's an 8, then. It's an 8, then.
Oh?
Parma's voice betrays the laughter he's holding back.
I'm not surprised, actually.
Parm wiggles to settle himself into Dean's arms more comfortably.
Of course you like it more when other people can see.
Not everything.
Dean is a little scandalized, because he doesn't want Parm to think he's an exhibitionist.
Some things are private, he scowls into Parm's skin.
The thought of other people getting to see Parm's face as he comes, getting to hear the sounds he makes when he's close, smelling him.
No, Dean is not an exhibitionist.
I know, Parm says, not hiding his laughter anymore. Don't worry, but I do know you like when other people see that I'm yours. Dean agrees.
I do.
Okay. Parm wiggles again, and this time Dean lets it loosen his hold. His back is starting to feel sore. His hips are stiff from sitting like this for so long. Parm pulls him down to the bed and shoves a pillow under their heads.
He lies on his side and waits for Dean to do the same. When they're facing each other, Parm trails a finger from Dean's temple to his jaw. What about this? He leans in and sucks Dean's lip into his mouth, his teeth a gentle bite against Dean's flesh as he sucks harder. It's rougher than Parm usually kisses, but it's something Dean loves to do to Parm, that Parm loves when Dean does. The knowledge that it's something Parm loves makes Dean warm, makes him want to like it, because he can imagine the small whine Parm makes when it's his teeth on Parm's lip, and that's one of his favorite sounds. But as Parm's teeth pinch his lip again, he knows the answer he needs to give. 5. Parm pulls away and lifts a finger to press Dean's lip, to stroke across the swelling lip, to slide across the wet spit. Thank you. He pushes at Dean's shoulder until Dean is lying on his back. Parm leans over him, and Dean's cheeks go hot at the fierceness in Parm's gaze, as it trails over his face, his neck, his chest. This? Parm asks again, as he lowers his head to Dean's neck. Dean feels Parm's tongue in the hollow, then up, up, as it moves towards his ear. Parm breathes out a puff of air into Dean's ear and pulls Dean's earlobe into his mouth. It makes Dean's toes curl, sends a shiver down his spine as nerves under hot skin rush to send dozens of messages across his body. Hot, cold, wet, pressure. The weight of Parm on his chest. The sound of his breath as close as it can be to Dean's ear. Dean lifts an arm to keep Parm's mouth there, moans as Parm bites gently on his skin, but when Dean's arm lands on Parm's neck, Parm pulls back. He smiles when he directs Dean's hand underneath the pillow and raises an eyebrow, mischievous in a way that sends electricity into Dean's core. Not yet, Dean. Hands to yourself for now. Dean makes a confused sound, something between the word what and a guttural whine, as Parm grabs his other wrist. If you can touch me. Parm trails off as he tucks this hand under the pillow as well. He squeezes Dean's wrist before he lets go. I'll forget what I'm trying to do. I don't want you to distract me. Okay, Dean breathes, though he doesn't remember what Parm is trying to do. So, Parm says, as he returns his position along Dean's side. He holds his head up with one hand, as the other traces lines over Dean's face, along his eyebrows, across his cheekbone, down the bridge of his nose. The tongue in the ear thing. Parm taps Dean's nose. What's the number? Dean has to think. 8? No, 9. Am I allowed to say 10? Parm giggles and lets his head fall to the pillow. He uses his forehead to nudge Dean's elbow out of the way so that he can shuffle under Dean's arm, so he can lay his head on Dean's chest instead. Of course you're allowed to say 10. Then, but the scale doesn't go higher. Dean sighs, aggrieved. 8. Thank you, Parm says. He sounds happy, which makes it easier for Dean to bear implying, stating outright, that something Parm does isn't the best thing Dean's ever felt. But Parm is right, again. It was good, but Parm has made Dean feel like his body was water before. Cool, flowing, rushing over the edge of something tall and infinite. He can make him feel better. He does know how. This is so hard, he whines. I'm sorry. Parm doesn't sound sorry. I'm kind of having fun. Dean lets out a noise of frustration. I know. I'm glad you are. We can stop, Parm says, and Dean can feel his head move on Dean's chest, can tell that Parm is looking up at him. Dean tilts his face down as far as it can go, unconcerned that Parm is getting the least flattering angle, because he wants to meet Parm's eyes.
No, let's... Dean takes in a breath. Let's keep going.
Yeah? Parm says, and Dean knows he could say no. Parm has made his point. Dean understands. But Parm has that look on his face again, like he's trying to figure out the clockwork of Dean's heart. And Dean thinks to himself, 11.
Yes.
Parm squirms on the bed, turning himself around while staying in the crook of Dean's arm, his chest now pressed against Dean's ribs as he shoves his arm under the pillow. He captures one of Dean's hands in his. The other arm trails up and down Dean's chest, over the fabric of his t-shirt. He pulls at the neck, scraping fingernails across Dean's collarbone. This? 4. If it were just fingers, he thinks, he might rate it higher, but he doesn't like the sharp scrape against his skin. He wants Parm's lips there, soft and warm. Parm's hand relaxes, smoothing down the collar of Dean's shirt, then moves lower to rest over one of Dean's pecs. He lays his palm flat over Dean's nipple and strokes downwards until it's just the tips of his fingers, gentle pressure over a bundle of nerves that travel down to his cock. Parm repeats the movement on Dean's other nipple. Dean sighs, content.
7.
Parm increases the pressure, working one nipple more intently. He pinches lightly, using his thumb and forefinger.
8.
Dean breathes. Parm twists the nipple between his fingers.
Ugh,
Dean says.
3. Sorry.
Don't apologize, Parm says. I like knowing this about you. The pressure decreases until it's just the gentle weight of Parm's fingers as they stroke, the play of fabric across the sensitive skin, more like the warmth of sunlight than a physical sensation.
7.
Dean squirms, his hips tilting of their own volition as his cock, trapped in his jeans, seeks both pressure and its absence. Parm lifts Dean's shirt up and breathes over the nipple. The movement brings Parm's head closer to Dean's face, and the sensation of cool air on his skin is accompanied by a sudden whiff of Parm's shampoo, sharp citrus mixed with something warm and earthy. He's about to say 8 when Parm lowers his mouth and presses his tongue down, looking warm wet over Dean's nipple.
Fuck!
Dean groans, his hips pushing up again.
9, Parm, 9.
Parm hums, and it feels like vibration against his nerves. Parm's hand in his is the only thing that stops him from grabbing onto Parm, from holding Parm's head in place against Dean's chest. When Parm leans up to look at Dean again, his eyes are blown wide, his lips are red and wet. Dean can't think about what his own face feels like. Parm smiles and pulls at Dean's t-shirt, urging Dean to help him take it off. Dean returns his hands under the pillow, even without Parm's fingers to keep him there. While Dean tries to will his heartbeat to slow, Parm takes his pants off. Dean groans when he feels Parm pull his zipper open, as the pressure on his cock disappears. Parm tucks a finger under the waistband of Dean's underwear, then tugs at the elastic, letting it snap gently against Dean's skin. Do you like that? Dean considers the question, and panics when he can't think of an answer.
I don't know. I can't tell.
Should I do it again? Parm's fingers tug under the waistband again, but he waits for a response. Dean nods after a moment, so Parm lifts and releases again. The sting is sharp, but fast, there and gone in an instant. It sends echoes of sensation across his skin, almost like memories of fingertips dancing over his stomach, his hip bones. It's nice, unlike the dull, broad pain of teeth at his lips, or the deep, sustained pain of his nipple twisting between harsh fingers. This pain is light, a tease. But it's still pain, so... 5. Parm pulls Dean's briefs off, and Dean realizes that he's naked while Parm is fully clothed. This doesn't often happen. Parm might pull at Dean's clothing first, but Dean is usually too eager once clothing starts to come off, too hurried to get at the skin he wants to touch and tease and taste. He feels Parm's fingers wrap around his ankle, and he lets Parm lift his leg up to hook it over Parm's shoulder. He's done this to Parm many times, and the memory of Parm's body laid out before him sends heat through his limbs. "You're so beautiful," Parm whispers. Dean tries to hide his face, but can't, not without taking his hands out from under the pillow. "You are," Parm laughs, leaning forward to kiss him, which pulls a stretch through Dean's hamstring and hips. Parm's t-shirt brushes against Dean's cock, which is hard, still, despite how difficult it is for him not to respond to Parm with his hands, his lips. Parm leans back to sit on his heels again, and trails fingers up Dean's shin, around his calf, to rest at the hollow of his knee. He kisses Dean's ankle, then slides his mouth down to Dean's leg to suck gently at the bottom of his thigh. He licks, laps at Dean's skin, and Dean tries to categorize the sensation. It's not unpleasant, but it's not particularly exciting. Parm raises his head, leans his temple against Dean's knee, now that Dean's leg is slung over Parm's back. "When you do that to me, it feels like it's attached to my cock somehow," Parm says, the smile on his face too innocent to accompany the word. Dean laughs, because he's the only one who gets to hear Parm talk like that. "Not for me," Dean says, honestly. "It's kind of neutral. I like that it's your lips." "You like my lips," Parm says, pursing them dramatically, exaggerating his pout. "Yeah," Dean sighs. He wants to reach a hand out to touch them, wants to press against their softness. Parm smiles, then returns his mouth to Dean's skin, moving up and up, closer and closer to Dean's cock. Dean can feel himself stiffen even more in anticipation, but Parm is in a playful mood and avoids putting his lips where Dean wants them. He kisses the join of Dean's leg, 6, and licks Dean's testicles, 7, then hitches Dean's leg up even more to tilt Dean's hips further back. He presses an open-mouth kiss on Dean's perineum, 7, and breathes in Dean's scent. Dean is about to say 5, because the thought of Parm smelling him there feels off, feels too vulnerable, but then he hears Parm hum, happy, like he enjoys the air he breathed, so he says, 6. It's not quite the rules. Parm pauses, hesitates. His hand on Dean's hip tenses, and Dean can tell he's nervous, unsure if he should keep going, if Dean will want what he's about to do. So Dean breaks another rule and lowers his hand to grasp Parm's. He squeezes his hand in encouragement. Parm's squeeze in response is forgiveness, though he doesn't need it, is thanks, which he does. Parm pushes Dean's hips up again, and his mouth lands on Dean's rim. Dean gasps at the sensation, a little awed. He's touched himself before, but hasn't ever felt lips, warm, firm against him there. It had felt natural to settle into their roles, Dean pressing tongue and fingers and cock into Parm. It feels like how their bodies want to be, and that's still true, but when Parm swipes a tongue over the tight skin, Dean feels goosebumps on his chest, his arms.
Oh, Dean gasps. That's nice.
The words are insufficient to describe the sensation, but he's stretched the limit of his brain today.
Hate, he sighs.
Parm's tongue stiffens and presses more firmly against Dean's rim, massages at the muscle and teases at his entrance.
It's so wet.
He feels warm when Parm's tongue is on him, so cold when his tongue moves away. He wants more pressure, so he tilts his own hips again, encouraging Parm to hold him higher.
9.
Parm's fingers join his tongue, and Dean revels in the pleasure that washes over him. He feels Parm's tongue like it's on his cock, like it's in his mouth. He's breathing in short, little gasps now, his diaphragm and lungs compressed, unable to take in a deep, full breath, and he feels lightheaded. He feels like he's floating.
Parm, he breathes out the name. 9. 9.
Parm presses his tongue into Dean's body, the tip of it firm and impossibly broad, and it's too much. It's too much, and the stretch isn't bad. He can feel the edges of where pleasure might be, but the soft sensation of floating, of being embraced, of warmth, dissipates in a second.
3, 2, Parm,
Parm pulls back, too fast, but he can hear the panic in Dean's voice. He wipes his mouth with the back of his hand and surges forward to hover over Dean, who can't quite make his lungs work, whose brain is white noise from pleasure, shock, fear, joy.
Dean, he whispers as he presses a hand to Dean's brow.
He pushes Dean's bangs away and strokes his head.
I'm sorry. Thank you. You did so well.
He nuzzles at Dean's neck, sniffing his skin in benediction.
You're so good. My best Dean.
Praise tumbles out of his mouth as he continues to stroke Dean's hair.
You're so good. My best Dean.
Dean hears himself gasp, pleasure coursing through his body, his veins on fire with the joy of it. So he makes his tongue work and mumbles a sound like 10.
Dean?
Parm asks, his fingers stilling in Dean's hair.
Did you say 10?
Dean blushes. He tries to hide, scoots down on the bed so that he can tuck his face into Parm's stomach.
For this?
Parm says, while he starts stroking Dean's hair again.
7,
Dean mumbles into the soft belly below his lips.
What was the 10 for, Dean?
Dean wraps his arms around Parm's waist.
Just one more, Dean,
Parm says again.
You've been so good.
Dean sighs, frustrated that he can't just say it, but so glad he can still tell Parm. He breathes the word into Parm's body.
10.
Parm lets out a sound like he's just seen something that he knew would be beautiful. A gasp, but like he's agreeing, like it's a confirmation. He pulls Dean up to face him, his hands on Dean's face. His mouth a wide, bright smile. His eyes are wet when he pulls Dean into a kiss. His mouth is hot, and Dean shivers at the taste of himself on Parm's tongue. He sucks Parm's bottom lip into his mouth and presses as close as he can. Parm lets himself be moved, held, kissed. Dean slots a thigh between Parm's legs, pushing into his crotch to pull a moan that tastes like warm clover honey from Parm's lips.
"You're so good to me, Dean," Parm says, when Dean releases his mouth, finally. "You're so perfect."
He gasps as Dean bites along Parm's jaw, as Dean shoves his face into the crook of Parm's neck, moving away only when he pulls Parm's shirt off. Parm's hands push on Dean's shoulders, urging him down, and Dean does not need another invitation. He claws at Parm's pants, swearing when his fingers can't make the button work, can't grip the zipper, so Parm helps, and together they shove Parm's pants to his ankles. Dean wraps his lips around Parm's cock to a litany of praise.
"My Dean. Yes, there, your mouth. Ah, so good to me, Dean. Beautiful, just for me. My heart. Ah, fuck, so good. Dean, your mouth. God, how do you, good for me, made for me, Dean."
Dean's mind is empty, except for Parm's voice filling it, filling him. As he sucks Parm, as he kneels between Parm's legs, Dean's tongue pressing, urgent the way Parm likes it, he lets his hands remember Parm's body, the bump of his shoulder, the soft flesh of his arm, the roughness at his elbow despite the moisturizer Dean bought for him, the small wrist that Dean can wrap his fingers around, the tight nipple, the soft belly, the jut of his hip, the ticklish spot at the back of his leg Dean discovered for the both of them, the smell of him, warm, spiced, sharp, the taste of him, dark, hot, ambrosia. Dean can't wait, can't hold back, so he brings a hand to his own cock as the other presses Parm into the mattress, his fingers bruising the skin of Parm's hip as Parm moans his name. He comes with the taste of Parm's orgasm on his tongue, the sound of Parm's voice crying out his love for Dean in his ears. He stays there, face pressed into Parm's crotch, as they both come down, their breaths loud, harsh, as their lungs seek the oxygen they couldn't be bothered to gather before. Parm's hand makes its way onto Dean's head again, his fingers combing through Dean's hair. Dean forces himself onto his arms, moves just enough to crawl up the bed, over Parm, until he collapses on top of him. Parm's hand stays in Dean's hair. The other one finds Dean's fingers, laces them together.
"A thousand," Dean mumbles into Parm's shoulder.
"The scale."
"The scale," Dean says, "doesn't work when it's you."
Parm's fingers stop, briefly, as Parm lets the words wash over him. They start again, and Dean sighs into Parm's skin. They start again, and Dean sighs into Parm's skin.
"A thousand," Parm says, pressing a kiss into Dean's hair. "For me, too."
The end.